Hello, everybody. It's Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand and my favorite tag team partner.
Hi, Lisa. Hello, everybody. And welcome to Sunday, September 8th.
And it is quite the Sunday fun day, right?
It is, Lisa, because it's one of those Sundays, when you don't have to work. Well, some of us who don't have to work on a Sunday can actually stay in bed for a while, and the astrology energies are really providing a very comfy feeling because at 6:37, the moon trines Saturn. So we wake up with emotional security, self-control, conscientiousness, emotional satisfaction. It's a great morning because then at 7:29 a.m., the moon sextiles the sun, which gives us vitality. And we'll be feeling that all the way until the evening. Sunday is going to prove to be a wonderful day.
Oh, I love that. Well, you know me. I just love playing with the astrological story that unfolds. And to add to it, we've got the King of Wands. The King of Wands for this Sunday fun day is very much kings are that the manifesting power. That's the active side of us. And this is intuitive. The thing about the King of Wands is it can see the future. The challenge is in just being patient, but we get support today from Saturn and that easy aspect with the moon and the sun. So it's like there's a part of us that can see the future and work more patiently towards it. In fact, we can be more resourceful and have a lighter attitude, a more playful attitude about creating those challenges that bring out the best in us. Creating opportunities where we get to stretch and grow. And it feels like an adventure rather than a punishment or an obstacle. This is the entrepreneur. The King of Wands is the entrepreneur that can think out of the box and be creative. And you get to play with that today. Where can you be creative about what you want, how you do it, how that unfolds for you going forward? What else have we got to play with today before we leave the folks?
Well, at least Mercury enters into Virgo tonight, close to midnight. But today on Sunday the 8th, Mercury is back into Virgo. And it was in Virgo on July 25th. So go back to July 25th and see what was going on then and try to find out the bridge to what's happening now, because what you were feeling then on the 25th is similar to what you'll be feeling now on the 8th of September.
So you're saying with Mercury going into Virgo, we're moving out of that shadow of Mercury retrograde so we can see the progress we've made over the last, Mercury retrograde period, right?
That's exactly right. Since July.
And this is one where if you can see the arc from where it started, where Mercury started and the story of you and your understanding of you started at the beginning of Mercury retrograde, and see how far you've come in the last few weeks, then take that and imagine forward. Use your imagination. It's like, how much bigger will that be 6 months from now when this new moon cycle completes, or a year from now when we start a whole new one? Just imagine that, huh?
It's exalted in Virgo as well, at least. So Mercury is on full steam ahead.
It gets to pick up all those little details and the things that we might not have thought of or realized. It's like, ooh, Mercury in Virgo is, like you said, exalted. So it's like it helps us collect everything that may have escaped our notice before.
That's
Just to,
very true.
yeah,
Very true.
flesh out that story with some really good detail. Yeah. Now that's rich material for seeing the future. Yes. Well, thank you, Mr. Astro Daddy. Good contribution today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand.
And I'm Astro Daddy.